to. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. But I cut some cord and I shouldn't have done it, and it won't forgive me after all these years. Ooh-hoo. So I sent it to a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Now I won't come back cause it's all so happy, and now I got a hole for the world to see. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. And it said no, 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 no. Said no, no, you're not the one for me. No, 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 no. Said no, no, you're not the one for me. Ooh-hoo.
Caddy Tunstall on Algoa FM, Black Horse and the Cherry Tree, intriguingly titled song, taking us to 10:31 on the mid-morning show, Wednesday the 26th of October, which means Ed is in, he's been in for a while as well. Morning, Ed.
Good morning, Lance.
Before you came in, I was wondering, well, I wonder what we're going to talk about today, and now I don't know where to start.
I'm not too sure either. All I know is it's the 80th time that we are sitting talking, so we're closing in on the 100 mark. Hope we get there.
Yeah, that's good. I've no doubt we will. That's going to be a big one. On your last blog, it was kind of sad to see Advantage CBD, and reading through that, a very interesting way that you got into kind of what you call an audit, state of the nation of how your body's doing. You got it through, you got there through a look at Disney, and that sparked my interest because I was there as well. I was also acting like a six-year-old when I was there when I was about 30. You talk about a ride specifically, It's a Small World, and then you start to talk about how your body's doing at the moment.
Yes, I need to do an audit every now and then because I need to see doctors and I need to tell them what's going on. So an audit is essential. And in writing my blogs, that was the real reason in the beginning, was to keep track of what was happening and sort of a diary. It's become a bit of a travel log rather than a blog, and I needed this week just to keep track of what's happening in my body. And it reminded me of a specific trip to Disney World where you, or a ride in Disney World where you actually get into this little vehicle and it pretends to be a blood corpuscle, and you travel through the body and you view the body from the inside. And that's what I try to do in my latest blog.
Yeah,
was to try and give the listeners, myself, the readers, some kind of an idea of what actually is happening in my body. You know, I may look fine on the outside, but there are all kinds of strange things that happen every day, and sometimes you don't know what's happening, and it's just a way of documenting what is going on.
Bit of an internal travelogue, and I thought it was pretty timeless as well, because as you say, and over the course of time and course of our chats, from the outside, people who might bump into you, see you from the outside, might say, oh, what's wrong with him? Looks pretty normal, but there's plenty going on inside. It must be frustrating for you, kind of being the only one that's party to all the stuff that's going on inside.
Lance, the normal way, you know, when people see me, they say, but you look so good. It reminds me of an advert many years ago that used to do the rounds on television, I think. But you look so good because you eat so good. And maybe that's why I look so good. And now I'm putting on kilos also by the week. But yes, it's not always looking so good. And there are strange things, as I said, that are happening and needs to be documented. And often very difficult for me to explain how I feel. You know, it's not pins and needles. It's not painful. It's not this. It's not that. But it's difficult to move. It's difficult to get your arms and legs to move. It's tiring. It's wearisome, you know. And it's uncomfortable. It's just extremely uncomfortable. Things like sitting, you know.
Yeah.
Who would have thought that sitting becomes difficult? People see me sitting in a chair or lying on a couch and they think, man, this man spends a lovely day. All he does is sit on a chair and lying on a couch. And it's not comfortable. It's very uncomfortable for me to be in those positions.
Yeah.
And my muscles are trying to do all kinds of strange things. Ironically, as the brain loses control over the muscles, they tend to want to contract. It's like a spring that is normally extended, and then when you loosen its ends, it contracts, and that's the same with the muscles.
Almost the opposite of what you'd expect, I guess.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, how would one think that when you stand up, that your brain is actually keeping your hands down next to your body. One would think that that is where your hands would remain,
in a
next to your
state,
body.
Yeah. Mm.
But as the brain loses control, the hands actually move upwards. They want to come and sit up on your chest. Your legs want to move upwards. I'm like a crane. You're standing on, when you stand, the one leg wants to lift up and you end up standing on one leg.
Yeah.
So all the time, these things are happening, and things that one would never imagine would happen in your body as the brain loses control. So that's what I've been trying to write about, and maybe not all of that successful because you run out of words. How do you explain these things?
You've written quite a lot actually this past week since we last spoke, and carried on with the filling in the blanks as far as the Cape Town trip went, and also something we did mention and picked up from the morning show that day about toilet roll, life being too short for single ply, and you find an analogy in anything, but quite an interesting piece on that as well.
Yes, I wrote a blog last Wednesday about comparing life to a toilet roll. I think the one thing that really stood out is that one doesn't know how long a toilet roll is, and it always tends to come to an end just when you don't expect it to come to an end. And, one of the people I've been reading up on about a lot of this past week is Steve Jobs, the founder of the Apple, the inventor of the Apple. And, here he went and died 2-3 weeks ago at age 56. Man, and one of the things that he said, and I actually posted a speech of his on my Facebook site yesterday, where he spoke at I think it was Stanford University, and he said, you've got to live your life each day and make the most of every day. And here's a man who's profoundly influenced the world. I mean, I don't think there's any one of us who doesn't use one of his inventions.
Yeah.
And he did all of that in less than 56 years. So what a beauty!
Incredible story, the story of Steve Jobs as well. And speaking of his inventions, you can access the blog site edlunnon.co.za, www.edlunnon.co.za. That's the website, E-D-L-U-N-N-O-N. And as we discussed last week, just on the right hand side, you can go straight to the blog as well, which is standing at well over 30,500 hits now. What an experience to access that via the iPad. So we've been going on about all these iPads in studio, and next thing Ed walks in and snap, he brings his iPad as well.
Well, I came down with my iPad this morning. I was going to come and brag and show you my iPad.
We got two.
And when I sat down, here's one in front of me, and here I'm lost. I mean, this thing is just unbelievable. I started my career in computers on an Apple many, many years ago in 84. And here we're sitting with an iPad in front of me, and what a beauty. I mean, absolute wonderful. The only problem is it keeps you up, doesn't allow you to sleep. I go to bed with my iPad.
There's too much information. Right. So there you go, www.edlunnon, E-D-L-U-N-N-O-N. .co.za, and that'll lead you to the blog site as well. Lots of stuff there. The podcasts are more or less up to date as well, and some interesting stories and interesting resources as well, as we chatted about last week. It's been quite a week as well. We can't say we live in boring times. There's Gaddafi, there's earthquake in Turkey, flooding in Thailand, and as it turns out this past week, a lot going on inside as well. So not boring times, eh?
Alliance, it never stops. As you read through my blogs, you sort of get an idea of what's been happening around us in the world. And I think I also wrote in this blog of all the world leaders, people who thought that they were there forever. Gaddafi has been in charge of Libya ever since I was born. And it's going to be quite strange having a world in which Gaddafi doesn't feature.
Yeah.
But, I think what stands out is that life is very brief. It's very short. And, as I said in the blog too, from euro to zero, and one just has to make sure that you're just enjoying every single day and making the most of it.
Looking ahead to the next week or so, I'm not going to be in next week. Actually, I'm going to be around Tsitsikamma. So for a change, I'm going to be doing a bit of traveling. What's the next week or so hold for you?
iPad.
It's like a training, self-imposed training course.
It's quite difficult. It's quite a challenge getting used to working on an iPad when you've been used to working on a PC. But specifically for me in my situation, it's absolutely brilliant not having to type on a keyboard and and just swiping and fingers and whatever else. So, yeah, I'm trying to get through the book of instructions. It's taken me a while, but last week was a difficult week. Last weekend was a difficult weekend. For the first time since I've been ill, I haven't done what I wanted to do, simply because I wasn't feeling up to it. And I've been a bit down in the dumps because of that. You know, it's the first time that I haven't done what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And I think I need to get my mind right. I need to work on that in this week and work on the iPad. And I'm sure my new toy is going to bring me a lot of excitement.
And looking possibly for a voice recognition application.
I haven't found one yet.
Quite out there. Huh?
Yeah, I haven't found one yet. I can find one that where the iPad talks to me, but I need one where I can talk to the iPad. And I'm desperately trying to find that. Obviously, the Dragon that I have on my other machine doesn't work on this machine. Oh. So we're going to have to find something there.
Maybe someone out there has found it already, and you can get hold of Ed via the blog site as well, edlunnon.co.za, E-D-L-U-N-N-O-N.
Lance, can I just say, if anybody wants to get hold of me, there is a contact page on the website. They can simply fill in their details and contact me in that way, or they can use, there is on the website also my email address, which is live.life@... worldonline.co.za. Oh. So they can either email me or they can just fill in their details in that contact block and I will get back to them.
Okay. It's just that email flying through to the studio. We love modern technologies, everything all around us. From Jason, actually, just down the passage, he says, Vlingo. Have you heard of Vlingo? Vlingo will work on iPad or iPhone, he says.
Okay, no, I haven't got there yet.
There's your homework. Vlingo. I'll forward that one on to you. Ed, thanks very much. Parting thought for today.
Hang on, I've got to find that somewhere.
Yeah, it's not.
You're getting so excited about the iPad, the parting thought.
Taking it from paper as well is very archaic. But
yeah, absolutely. If you told me I'd have an iPad in front of me, I would have done it that way. The parting thought is life's challenges are not supposed to paralyze you. They're supposed to help you discover who you are. Mm. And that is by a person by the name of Bernice Reagan. Life's challenges are not supposed to paralyze you. They're supposed to help you discover just who you are.
That's the truth. Ed, thanks very much. And we'll be chatting in some shape or form next week. Not quite sure who will be on this side of the desk, but wish you all the best for the coming week and hope to get back to Advantage Ed sometime soon.
Lance, thank you very much. Maybe we'll chat on Skype on our iPads or something like that. Really be daring.
Yeah, I'll have to get my iPad first. Thank you, Ed. Cheers.
Lance, cheers. Bye-bye. See you.
Secrets and you figure out why